Also on the topic of charter schools, many parents choose charters to escape traditional public education, but a new study finds that only about a quarter of charter schools outperform traditional public schools. Stanford University's Credo Center conducted the study. It's a follow-up to its 2009 study, which showed that to be the case with 1 in 5 charter schools. WFAE's Lisa Miller joins me now to talk about those results. So how do North Carolina charter schools compare to traditional public schools here?
So the study grades this in terms of days. So based on that, North Carolina charter schools did well in reading on average. For example, the study found students attending charter schools got in an extra 22 days of learning compared to those in traditional public schools. Now, that's not actual days, just that the instruction they received during the year put them 22 days further ahead. But in math, charter school students receive 7 fewer days worth of learning. You could see that same gap between reading and math across most of the states the study looked at.
Now, North Carolina lifted the cap on charter schools. Does this study take into account the new schools that have since opened?
No, it doesn't. The most recent data it uses is from the 2010-2011 school year. There were only 100 schools then. A few charter schools opened last year, but there are 23 scheduled to open in the fall, and another 70 want to open the year after. Now, I asked the study's research manager, Devorah Davis, how all these new schools could change the results. And she says it all comes down to how thoroughly those charters are vetted.
In other words, it comes down to the people in charge of granting the charter, right?
Yes, which brings us back to that charter school advisory group you mentioned before. When states first began opening charters, the push was to open as many schools as possible. The idea was competition would weed the good ones out from the bad ones. That hasn't proven to be the case. So now some charter groups are pushing states to be more selective. This year, the current advisory council recommended about a third of the schools that applied for charters to the State Board of Education for approval. If this new bill goes through, it's not clear what philosophy the new advisory council would take on that.
All right. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.